Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening. As most know, our friends and followers, I typically play our theme song music, but it looks like we're starting out with technical difficulties. However, we won't fret. We have, let's jam, everybody. For showing up tonight. I was wondering what was going on there. So good evening to everyone, and I want to thank you for joining our forum here tonight at Victorious Radio and Communications. Victorious Radio and Communications, LLC, has a mission to provide a trusted source of information, music, and entertainment for curious and thoughtful people in efficient and sustainable ways that meet their needs while strengthening the civic and cultural life of the communities in which we serve. Our vision is to be valued, vital, vibrant, and a victorious service that is indispensable to our listeners' lives, inspires people to look at the world in different ways, and capitalizes on emerging opportunities to serve our listeners and communities. If you would like to listen by computer, please, please, please feel free to join our chat room by logging into our blog talk link, www.blogtalkradio.com/Victorious Radio Communications. And, of course, you may contact us by phone. Our blog talk call-in discussion number is 347-855-8877. If at any time that you may want to address myself or tonight's guest, please press 1, and we will allow you into the forum. So I'd like to start off by talking about the commencements and awarenesses for the month of January. Did you know that January is known for National Bath Safety Month, National Blood Donor Month, National Braille Literacy Month, National Hobby Month, Hot Tea Month, National Oatmeal Month, National Soup Month. The second week of January is known for Letter Writing Week. And, of course, we honor many, many things this month, such as New Year's Day, such as Cuddle Up Day, which is recognized on January 6th, Male Watchers Day, which is January 8th. January 15th is National Hat Day. January 18th is National Thesaurus Day. The 21st is National Hugging Day. The 26th is National Spouse Day. The 29th is National Cornship Day. And the 31st is Backward Day. But last and certainly not least, we also recognize the birthday of Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., which is celebrated on the third Monday of each January. Now, we've gotten through all those fun facts. I would like to formally and properly introduce tonight's guest. I'm so very excited tonight. We will have Miss Tina Panariello. I messed it up. Miss Tina Panariello. Excuse me. The New York Daily News says, life, she's nailed it. Tina Panariello says, I just did it. No matter how she is described, Tina is one gutsy woman. She was born and raised until she was 11 years of age on the Lower East Side of Manhattan and was forced to move to Bensonhurst, Brooklyn. As most little girls, she was a daydreamer. She dreamed of becoming a dancer, a beautician, and believe it or not, even a surgeon. Moving to Brooklyn was a big transformation that prepared her for what was yet to come. Prior to owning Nail Industry by Tina, she owned an in-home jewelry business and always dressed up her nails with beautiful polished designs, which she offered all the hostesses as a gift for her giving her a jewelry party. Tina expanded on that, and with two clients, one nipper, one file, and three bottles of polish, started doing nails from house to house and in her home for 2 days, always dreaming of one day having her own salon. Several years later, with monetary help from her parents, her brother Andrew, Uncle Richie, and then boyfriend Frank, helped her from scratch put her dream salon together. Tina drew up the blueprint and decorated the entire salon by herself. She is a self-taught nail technician. There were no nail schools at the time, but 10 years of learning and attending many beauty shows with certifications under her belt from being an educator for OPI, she was grandfathered and received her license. Tina is semi-retired and still the owner of Nail Industry by Tina for 32 years. And a nail technician, artist, actor, educator, and author of Polished, Filing Away at Life's Truths. She's also a motivational speaker and an accomplished miniature nail artist. She is a first and second place world and international nail art champion, adding many other nail art awards. Tina was recruited as a nail art competition, taking first place by a vice president and manager of OPI, yes, the Nail Lacquer Company, to become OPI's nail art educator, using their nail lacquers. She judged nail art competitions, has been a show host, show coordinator, decorating coordinator, competition director, and MC at the New York State Nail Technicians Organization in Long Island, New York. She has taught several beauty shows, private schools, and private sessions. She has taught for 3 days her hand-painted nail art technique, which I'm just going to break out right now and say is absolutely marvelous. It's so marvelous that I will be traveling to Brooklyn, New York, to get my nails done. It is that serious, everyone. Oh, wow, I lost my place. Okay. So she did this as the Midwest Beauty Show. For 2 years, she taught nail art at the Nail Technology Institute, and while was working in the city by day and her salon by night during the market crash, she was approached to do a week seminar in San Juan, Puerto Rico. Articles have appeared in several nail industry magazines, Nail Pro, Nails Magazine, the New York Daily News, the Wall Street Journal, Crane's New York Business, Honey Magazine, Home Reporter, and Spectator, along with so many others. The list of honors and achievements goes on, but I'm going to break away for just a moment so that we can welcome our warm guest, Miss Tina Panariello.
Thank you. I'm blushing.
Welcome, Tina.
I'm blushing over his radio.
You are very accomplished, and we are honored to have you here live via phone live, but in person enough for us to connect. We thank you so much for coming, and just look forward to connecting with you tonight, Tina.
Thank you very much.
You are so welcome, and I am coming to Brooklyn, everyone, to get my nails done.
And I'm waiting you. I'm holding you to it.
Absolutely. Now, Tina, in the beginning, what I like to do is an icebreaker. There is a variety of listeners that we have from all walks of life. So what I do as a connector, if you will, is to ask you to tell us what I would like to call fun facts. Anything about Tina where we can just sit back in this moment, let our hair down or kick our shoes off, you know, have a sip of tea or red wine and just talk. Okay, with all those accomplishments, who is Tina? What's her favorite color? What's her favorite food? What connects her to this audience today? How is she down to earth? How is she regular? How is she irregular? So if you could share a few fun facts with the audience, that would be awesome.
Oh, boy. Okay. I love red wine. So if anything, I want some red wine. We'll have some Chianti or Shiraz or something like that, and we'll sit on my couch and be comfortable and just soft lighting and have some fun. How's that sound?
Sounds wonderful to me.
Okay. My favorite color is purple.
Mm-hmm.
I love purple. It's also regal, which I never knew. I had to find out. Purple is regal. I love to do almost anything that's fun. It's really funny. I love walking by the water. I love walking in the sand. I love taking the sun. I love looking up at the stars, looking at the moon, looking at sunshine. I am a sun person. I love the warmth, the trees. I love to sit and talk about nothing sometimes, just something like talk about your toes or talk about what you did or had for dinner the night before or laugh about funny things, tell funny jokes. I can be serious at times, going after what I wanted. I was serious, but a lot of times I had to laugh about it because if I didn't laugh, I would cry, even though crying is very good for you. After I would cry, I would find and get what I wanted. It just motivated me so. After I do everything, I would come home, believe it or not, kick off my shoes, get on the couch, and just turn on the television and sit there and just relax and look at something else and not think of what's going on in my life. Just look at what's going on in the television life. And basically, that's me. I can be serious. I can be a lot of fun. When people are in trouble, they all turn to me. They all ask me, what should I do? Do you have any ideas? How do we get around it? And I try to give them good points. I'm very good in a crisis. I have a level head. I can help. And basically, that's Tina. I'm fun-loving. I enjoy everything. But I'm serious about life and where I want to go. That's when it changes. It changes when I want something, on where I want to head. Does that tell you a little bit about me?
That told me quite a bit. It tells me that you have a wonderful energy and a wonderful spirit. And I picked that up instantly, you know, when we were talking before the show. It tells me that you enjoy life. You also take it seriously at the same time. You know, you're goal-oriented. You have goals, dreams, visions, missions, and you seek to accomplish. So,
yes.
Speaking of accomplishments, your bio was so impressive, I couldn't really get through the whole piece, but I like to start with your entrepreneurship. Most that know me know that entrepreneurship is my life. I majored in business in school. I am a business consultant outside of the radio station and all of my other projects, and I love what I do so much that I would do it for free if I could afford to. So looking at your bio and what you've done, I admire the fact that you were self-taught and you went and you found something that you enjoyed. You liked what you were doing and you turned it into something amazing. So let's talk about that amazingness. If entrepreneurs or anyone who aspired to do anything among the self-employed were listening, what would you say are the top three skills or tools that would be needed to be a successful entrepreneur?
The first thing I feel, you better want what you want. You really have to want it. You have to dream it, taste it, sleep it, live it, talk about it, and learn it. I never knew what entrepreneurs was. That word wasn't around when I opened my business. This is a new word. And I was the kind of person that I started out being an actress. I went to school, college, to be an actress. And out of that, not knowing either, that I owned my own theater group. I loved acting so much that at that time I would be considered also an entrepreneur in acting. I put a children's theater together because I loved what I did. And I approached two of my teachers, my piano teacher and my singing teacher. They thought I was crazy. After graduation, I did everything you're supposed to do to become an actress. I performed on stage. I sang in clubs, but I wanted something else. So I said, let's put a children's theater together. And they said, you're crazy. I said, no, I'm not. It's a dream. Let's try it. What could happen? It doesn't work. That's all. So try whatever it is you want to do. If it doesn't work, try the next thing that you want to do. And if you fail, it's funny, the words are true. Failure is success inside out. When you fail, it's not really a failure. It's a learning experience. You learn something from that. When I did the theater group, all my theater people were actors and actresses who were part of AFTRA, who were part of SAG, who were part of Equity. I wasn't at Equity Production. They auditioned. They had to go through an audition. They gave me trouble. They complained about certain things. They didn't want to do it. My lead performer didn't want to come back. I produced it. I put the stage, all the stage things together. I painted it all in my basement. And I sold it to one school, and I was about to sell it to another. And this is where I say sometimes failure is success. When everything fell through, I called the school that hired me for the second show, and I said, listen, this is Tina Panariello. You have me coming in about 2 months, and I have to tell you, I'm dissolving the Carousel Players. And she says, oh, my God, Tina, what happened? And I said, well, I'm having problems with getting my actors, and I can't find another actor to take his place. And I do not want to hold you up. I hope you didn't do too much to promote the Carousel Players. And she said, no, Tina, we just put a couple of posters together. She goes, but I have to tell you something. We've dealt with so many companies that perform at our school, and not one did what you're doing right now. Nobody called us to explain. They just never came. The courtesy that you're giving me, I said, I am very sorry. I thank you so much for that compliment, but I can't do that to you. This is a business. This isn't something that you do and you don't compliment or say something to the person you're dealing with. You're up and up. You have to tell them. Well, the bottom line was, she said to me, if you ever put it back together, please call me. And I said, I will. Now, that's a failure. I lost. Mm-hmm. I didn't do it anymore. It's a failure, but it's really success. So everybody out there, I did have a failure. But I took it and I made a success out of it. And I went to the next thing. And the next thing was my jewelry business. And I put everything into it. I became a president. There's what's called the President's Club. I made the President's Club. I sold the top amount of jewelry. And I was honored for it. And then somebody decided to say words that weren't appropriate. And I said, okay, I got what I wanted. It's time to try something else. But at the time, I started doing my nails. And I've always loved drawing. And when you said just a little while ago, I wanted to be a surgeon. I am now a doctor of nails. That's what they call me, a nail doctor.
Wow.
So I became the surgeon that I wanted to be, but not on the human body, on the inner part of the human body. So my way is this. Whatever you touch, whatever you think you want to do, do it. Don't ask a million people, should I, shouldn't I? What do you think? What do you feel? Because not everybody knows what you really feel. And if they don't know what you feel, how do you expect them to give you a push? How do you expect them to say, well, this is what I would do, if they really don't know what you really feel, unless you tell them? When I went into nails, I didn't know I was going to do nails. The mothers at school said to me, you should do nails. And I go, but I know nothing about nails. And that's when I learned. I made it a point to learn. So the other advice is you have to constantly keep learning. If you do not keep learning, you will not be good in whatever field you want to go into. An entrepreneur never stops. You always grow. You always learn something new. So that's my advice.
Wow, and wonderful advice it is. Tina, I'd like to ask, you seem to be very self-motivated. It takes a lot to experience failure and in turn pick up to keep going. May I ask, who's been your greatest inspiration?
You know, it's funny that you're asking that because I don't have anyone in particular. I never had a mentor. I never did, but I can say that I've been reading two books, The Secret and The Magic. And they're both by Rhonda Burns. And if you want to say who has been there for me, she has. Her books have helped me. Why? Do you know about that?
I know about The Secret. I don't know about the second one, The Magic. I have not read that. But I love The Secret, and I agree with a lot of the concepts that are in that book. It's a powerful book. Manifestation, the law of attraction. Absolutely. Wow, what a great answer. What a great answer to that question.
That's how I feel. She taught me a lot. Get the magic, Victoria. Get the magic. You have to see what that does.
I have to. Now, what we're going to do, we're going to take a pause for a minute. This is the time where I pay some bills to keep the lights on this house right here. And I'd like to start by giving announcements. And, Tina, I would like to invite you shortly after to talk about your speaking engagements, how to book you, because you're an awesome speaker. You have wonderful energy, all kinds of wonderful things. And in the second part of the show, we're going to talk about that book, Polished, Filing Away at Life's Truths. So at this time, I'm going to go ahead and breeze through our announcements. First and foremost, I want to thank the Minister of Fire Marketing for our wonderful graphics. Minister Billy James does a great job. He does all of our graphic work. the graphics that you can see in the virtual chat room. If you have any questions, contact Minister of Fire Marketing, 07@gmail.com. I'd like to give a special thank you for our supporters at the Center for Healthy Living of Maryland and Pastors of SADA. Thank you for your support. I'd like to announce the Live Life to the Fullest Challenge, being hosted by one of our sister channels, Conversations with Gail. Gail Butler is hosting Live Life to the Fullest Challenge, where you go to her Facebook page, Conversations with Gail, and you post a video of a few things that you'd really like to do in 2016. We are supporting Live Life to the Fullest Challenge here at Victorious Radio and Communications, and we will be giving out $25 gift cards for the most funniest, the most creative, and several different segments or genre types of video. So you've got to post to win. Please make sure that you go to Facebook, look up Conversations with Gail, and post your video. Additionally, on January, I have the wrong date, but during the month of January, our friends at Sisters with Purpose Kingdom of Heaven Ministries will be hosting a Women's Kingdom Brunch. Victorious Radio will be paying for two women to attend this brunch free of charge at the Infuse Restaurant on Allentown Road in Suitland, Maryland. All we need you to do is contact Sisters with Purpose at Comcast.net and ask them, can you complete a survey? This is a four-question survey that asks your name, your email, the name of a person that you may want to nominate, and you give us in a very short statement or two why you feel this person could benefit this brunch and why we should pay their way. And we're making that happen for two lovely women. A couple more announcements. I'd like to thank the Divine Purpose Wellness Center. They're located at 5801 Allentown Road, Suite 304. They handle colonics, hand and foot detox, and other forms of health and wellness. Please support their business as they certainly support us. We would also like to thank Life After Creating Your Own Happy Ending Incorporated, a local nonprofit who is doing two fundraisers. One is called the Peanut Butter and Jelly Project. And basically the Peanut Butter and Jelly Project, I know, too cute, right? The Peanut Butter and Jelly Project consists of the organization helping to create bag lunch meals for homeless and underserved populations in the DMV area. Most wanted items are peanut butter, jelly, water, juice, crackers, chips, fruit, and flip-top canned foods. If you would like to make a donation monetary or a donation for food and other items, please go to the email contact@wearevictorious.info. Also, please check out their website, which is www.createhappyendings.info. Also, one more thing for Life After. Life After is hosting what's called the Life Essentials Project. And basically, they're looking to collect travel size items to fill shoeboxes, pocketbooks, gallon and quart size freezer bags with essential toiletries, maybe hats and gloves. It's cold this winter, and they want to give them out to homeless and underserved populations. A tip from Life After, if you're not able to donate, you may want to put together a box and keep it in the trunk of your car. You may drive by and you'll see someone who may need something, and then you're prepared with an essential life kit. So I think that's all of the announcements that we have for the radio show. And at this time, I would love for our wonderful guest, Tina Panariello, to share with us all of the wonderful events that she may have coming up, contact information. Would you like to have her on your radio show? Tina, please, this is your claim to fame. Send your shout-outs and your thank yous to everyone.
Well, I want to thank you very much first for having me on your show. And everybody could reach me. I have a website. It's www.tinapanariello.com. I'm on Facebook by the same name. I'm on LinkedIn by the same name. My email address is fancynail44@gmail.com. If you want to know, I'm on YouTube by Tina Panariello. There are a few interviews on there. Some of my artwork is on there. I'm on Instagram, and it's Nails by Tina Panariello. I think I've covered almost everything. On Twitter, I'm Tina Panariello. So I've used my name for everything. It's easier than making up all these different names. I have spoken at St. Francis College right after I wrote my book. I've spoken at Berklee College. I've spoken at St. Joseph's College. I will be speaking, now this is something that just happened, at the New York State Women's Association in Staten Island. And that is something that I am honored to do because they go to Albany every year. And we will see where that leads me. So that is something that I am totally looking forward to. I've been speaking on several radio shows recently. I have a few coming up. I have one of the schools that I go because I do a lot of career days in high schools, and I speak to all the students there, and I've gotten many, many compliments from everybody. So I'm like, I love it. I love when everybody asks me questions and I can answer them, and if I can't, I find an answer. One of the schools, which is called Good Shepherd, is coming to my salon with a few of their students to see my salon. Now, most people know of a nail salon that looks like a nail salon. You have polishes all over the walls. You have a million tables in there. You have pedicure chairs there. Well, that's not my salon. I have a room. There are two tables, manicuring tables. But on the walls are all my accomplishments that I have done. I have recently been nominated 2015 top woman in business in Brooklyn that I took in 2015. So that has been a very big honor. So that's on my wall. I have a proclamation from the borough president, who I also know personally. And that's what's going on. Hopefully, by this year, I have a chance to do a webinar. Mm-hmm. I have a chance to put a school together because I want to teach, which I can do, miniature. I don't only do miniature art, Victoria. I also paint houses. I do murals.
Wow.
Yes. And I used to paint clothing. So I've taken my art technique and I've expanded it to everything and anything, including the human body.
Wow.
So that's
absolutely amazing. I'm sorry, I just had to interrupt. Wow.
Thank you. Thank you so much, really. I'm so grateful. I am so blessed. I am. I'm very, very blessed.
Well, you've talked about your artistic creativities. First of all, you've taken the skill and you have used it to create multiple income streams, and I just love it. I mean, the murals, the body painting, the clothing painting, everything. Starting a school, and please keep in touch with us about the progress on those things. We would love to talk about them at a later time. When you begin to launch the school, let us know. We would like to gift you some media sponsorship.
Oh, thank you so very much.
Oh, it is a privilege and a pleasure. But now would be a great time to talk about your book. And I love the title, everyone. It's called Polished, Filing Away at Life's Truth. Can you give us a little glimpse into this book and what it's about and what inspired you to write this book?
You're going to laugh at this. I didn't want to write a book. I really didn't. I always thought of a book, but I wanted an art book, Victoria, not my life story. But the publisher thought of something else, and I didn't even have a manuscript. I wrote, you know when you go online and you look things up, and then they have a little line, and they say, oh, write us a compliment, and we'll get back to you? Well, mm-hmm. I didn't think they were going to get back to me. What I did was I wrote them and said, well, I'm a world champion, first place, second place, international champion, 13 trophies. And I sent it on its way. And I said, oh, they're not going to answer me. Nobody's going to answer me. And I sent it to Tate Publishing, LLC. They are out of Oklahoma. Now, here I am going about my business. I have a storage unit. I went there to go pay. My phone rings. Tina, yes, this is Amanda Soderberg. I'm calling you from Tate Publishing. Yes. Well, I want to know more about you. Could you let me know what's going on? Tell us a little about your life. So I go, okay, well, in 15 minutes, Victoria, 15 minutes, I told her everything that I've been telling you, only I'm telling you after that. I told her about my competitions. I told her that I painted a cockatoo on a fingernail, that I painted a unicorn and a bed of flowers, all the places I went, California, you name it, that's what I did. She says, oh, my God, that's wonderful. Send me your manuscript. I go, I don't have a manuscript. She goes, oh, well, could you send me something? I said, okay, Amanda, I will try my best, okay? She goes, no, you have to do it. You can't try your best. So I said, okay. I get on the phone, and I call my girlfriend in Wyoming. Vicki, are you coming to New York? You said you're coming. I don't know, Tina. I'm not sure I'm coming. Vicki, you've got to come. I need you now. So she said, all right, I'll call you tomorrow. I'll let you know if it's definite. She called me tomorrow, or the next day, and she was coming. So she comes. She goes, what's the matter? I go, Vicki, I got to write something up for this publishing company. I don't know what to do. Oh, God, Tina. So we sat down. We put some things together. I put some pictures together, and I send it to her. And I'm waiting patiently. I'm on pins and needles now, okay? It's Easter, Passover, the highest holy days, and I have a lot of faith. And I'm going, they're not going to call me. Why can't I hear from them? Oh, God, are they going to call me? So you can imagine, right, Victoria, how I was feeling, yeah. Right? All you people
absolutely.
Out there, I'm sure. So
absolutely.
Now, yeah, now I get another phone call. And again, she goes, Tina, this is Amanda Soderberg. I said, hi, Amanda, how are you? She goes, I have news for you. I go, what? She goes, we're offering you a contract to write your book and a publicist. I said, you're doing what? I went hysterical. I was crying. I couldn't stop. She said, Tina, it'll cost $4,000 for the publicist. It's for them. We just want your book. We put it together, and they promote it. So put yourself together and write your book. I calmed down. I got the contract. I looked it over, and I said, oh, my God, how do I do this? What do I do? Where am I getting this money? I asked my boyfriend at the time. He wasn't going to help me. He didn't believe in it. It turns out two of my aunts, Victoria, I told them about it. And we were cleaning out my other aunt's apartment after she passed away, and they came to my rescue. They handed me an envelope with $100 bills in it. It was $5,000. And they said
wow.
to me, your mother, because my mother had passed, your mother would want you to have this. And I'm very emotional, as you found out. I keep telling you, all I do is cry. And I cried. And they gave me enough money to buy a new computer. And that's what I did. I bought a new computer. I sent in the check with the contracts. And now I start writing my book. Thinking all they wanted to know was about my life in the nail business. Victoria, they write me back and they go, Tina, did you not get married? Did you not grow up? Did you have children? Did you ever date? did you ever have trauma? I said, oh, my God. I thought you only wanted my life in nails. No, we want your life. And they gave me 2 weeks to finish the rest of my life. So
wow.
There's a lot missing in that book. But that's how Polished, Filing Away at Life Truths came about. And I didn't write the title. They did.
Wow.
Yeah.
What an amazing story and inspiration. For someone looking to write a book, because, you know, that's a craft within itself, to sit down and to write about your story, to write about the business. I mean, that's just a different form of art. It's a different skill. Would you have any advice for a person who's looking to write about themselves, to write about their business, or maybe a combination of both, because you've done it. You nailed it. So what could you say to someone else who's looking to do the same?
I say to them what I said to me when I was doing it. I would write everywhere I went. I was on a plane because I was writing when I went to Wyoming to help my girlfriend, Vicky, the same girl that came in to help me. I started writing on there. I would write on the plane. I would write after I came home from work. I would write everywhere I went. I would just write. I would put all my thoughts down and keep doing it. I mean, I felt like I was writing forever. I really did. I felt like I was writing forever. But like I said, I was only writing about nails, about my life in nails, my competitions, the heartache when you compete. But in order to do it, you have to focus. I could only say focus. I stayed focused. I mean, when I worked, all my phones, I shut them all down. I wanted no one calling me. I sat at my table with my computer. I bought something called the Dragon, so I spoke into the computer and I watched it type for me because I couldn't type on a computer. I knew nothing about computers. So the Dragon did the typing. I would call Vicky up at 1 o'clock until 1 o'clock, 3 o'clock in the morning. We would talk about it, read it. So if anybody really wants to write about their life, you have to really want to write a story about your life. You can't just say, oh, I just want to write. It doesn't go that way, especially if you don't know how to write. You know, there's a beginning, a middle, and an end. That's what I remember from school. There's a beginning, so that's when you're born. The middle is what you went through in your life in the middle. And the end, hopefully, is before you die, is where you're ending your book. That's what I remember about writing. And that's mm-hmm. how I did it. That was the only way I did it. So I feel if anyone wants to, I have to be honest. I used to write before I wrote that book.
Okay.
I used to write prose. I used to write about nature. And I love to sit at the beach with my paper and pen and write about nature, about butterflies and birds and how beautiful they are, and connect it to people, but I would use nature to do it. So I have things that I've written that I've not published that one day maybe I will. But if you like to write, write it, find yourself a publisher, and present it to them. That's the only way I could tell you to do it. That's how I did it. I just did it. The same words. I just did it.
Wonderful. Well, Tina, I got a couple more questions before we conclude. My first question is, where do you see yourself, your life, your business, just everything? Where do you see things for yourself in your future in about 10 years?
I plan to keep working until I can't work anymore because I love it that much and I love my clients. So I would say somewhere down the road, maybe another 5 years. I see myself after that teaching in a school, teaching my artwork, my type of artwork, to students who want to do nails or to people that just want to learn how to paint, or people that just want to meet people and talk to people. I see myself talking to large audiences and saying to them, wake up and go after what you want. Go after what you dream about, because life is too short. And 10 years from now, I hope my name is a household name and everybody realize that there is a woman out there who had nobody help her or teach her or mentor her. And if she could do it, why can't I? And that's what I want to be doing, continue doing 10 years from now. I don't want to stop, Victoria.
And I don't think you will. I don't think you will. I have one final question before we conclude tonight's show, because I love to close with a final thought based on everything that has happened. But my last question for you, Tina, if you were conducting this interview, what question would you may have asked yourself that I didn't ask you? And then please answer it.
Where can I buy your book?
All right, well, that comes right before, but where can I buy your book?
You could buy it at Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble, Kate Publishing, LLC, or if you want an autographed copy from me, and send it to fancymail44@gmail.com, and I will let you know how to do it.
Wonderful, wonderful. Well, I am passionate about reading, and I have quite a few reading projects, so I will be placing an order for two or three books, one from my personal and private collection, and one, we have a library going for the disadvantaged, and I'm not ready to really announce that, but we have a senior development where we donate books, and then there's another project that we have about books. So we would love to support you, and we will make some purchases, and you know I'll be in touch with you after this show. So
I would love that. Victoria, I really want that to happen from the bottom of my heart. We have to end this with being friends.
Well, I am affectionately known for making things happen, and I promise you that that is a given, Tina. Tina, I want to thank you so very much for coming on our show tonight. I think the show was very informative and inspiring, and based on what you shared today, I have three quotes to end the show, because I just couldn't figure out one. There was no one quote that I could come up with that just, you know, truthfully told the energy that you brought tonight. So I'd like to dedicate tonight's show by first thanking Tina for coming and being such an awesome host tonight, everyone. You know, guys, I have to admit it. They said that she would, and she truly nailed it tonight. And in honor of Tina, I'd like to dedicate this show to female entrepreneurs. Entrepreneurs everywhere, but in this instance, female entrepreneurs. So I have three quotes. The first quote is by Unknown. As women, we are powerful beyond our knowing, but we live a life in a cycle of disempowerment. As caretakers and nurturers, we often put our own needs behind those of others and are often expected to compromise on our own values, beliefs, and desires. My next quote for tonight is a successful woman, in which I feel Tina is a person who can build a firm foundation with the bricks that others have thrown at her. This is definitely Tina. And last but certainly not least, whenever you see a successful business, someone has made a courageous decision, and this quote is by Peter Drucker. I would like to thank all of our friends, followers, and listeners for joining us tonight here at Victorious Radio. Thank you very, very much. We hope that you enjoy your week, and may we all move forth in peace and with blessings and love.
Thank you so much, Victoria.
Absolutely, Tina. I'll be in touch.
Thank you. Bye.